Matt concurred. Why, you'd have to hire a man specially to take care of him. The other suspicion was allayed. He nodded cheerfully. In the silence that followed, the low, half-sobbing whine was heard at the door, and then the long, questing sniff.
"There's no denying he thinks a hell of a lot of you," Matt said.
The other glared at him in sudden wrath.
"Damn it all, man, I know my own mind and what's best."
"I'm agreeing with you. Only..."
"Only what?"
Scott snapped out.
"Only..."
The dog musher began softly, then changed his mind and betrayed a rising anger of his own.
"Well, you needn't get so all fired head up about it. Judging by your actions, one'd think you didn't know your own mind."
Weed and Scott debated with himself for a while, and then said, more gently,
"You are right, Matt. I don't know my own mind, and that's what's the trouble. Why, it would be rank ridiculousness for me to take that dog along."
He broke out after another pause.
"I'm agreeing with you,"
was Matt's answer, and again his employer was not quite satisfied with him.
"But how in the..."